So I feel incredibly indebted to Ajahn Chah. He's like my spiritual grandfather, a grandfather I never met, but without whom I wouldn't be here in this form as Sister Jitendriya, because I don't think Ajahn Sumedho would be here, or Ajahn Amaro, or any of the Western Sangha. You'll hear later today how Ajahn Chah had something about him and the way he taught that attracted Westerners. He couldn't speak English, but many Westerners were attracted to him. And I felt that in my own heart. There was something about his teaching and his wisdom, his way of speaking that transcended all cultural boundaries, but it felt very familiar from the first time I heard it. He even looked a bit like my grandmother, actually. There was a sense of familiarity and love. He didn't talk a lot about metta. He talked a lot about how to realize wisdom. And I asked one of the Ajahns the other day about Ajahn Chah teaching metta. He said he didn't have to teach it that much. He just oozed it. And this is what you miss out when you don't have that personal contact with the master. You can get into a rut of struggling with, trying to be perfect like he was, struggling with all the defilements and trying to become the quintessential Tudanga monk. So I found myself in a bit of a rut there, since I was never going to be that. But what I realized is not to emulate Ajahn Chah the way he appeared, but to really take to heart the essence of his teachings, which transcended all forms of language. So I offer that for your reflection.